Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you know why we pray before we open the Bible? It's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you are here today. Well, we have another story. We've been talking about the lost sheep and the lost coin. But Jesus didn't just stop with those two stories. He had another one to help us understand more about being lost. This time, it was about two brothers and their kind father. I really like the father in this story, and you're going to see why. Let's look in Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 15. Have you been able to find it? Luke chapter 15. The chapters are the big numbers. And then we're going to look up verse 11. Those are the little numbers in the chapter. So find Luke chapter 15, verse 11. What does that say?
Then he said, a certain man had two sons.
It's talking about a man who had how many sons? Two sons. You're right. Well, these sons were very different from each other. The older son was always obedient and dependable. He didn't waste time. He didn't argue. He didn't grumble or complain. His father probably didn't even have to remind him to do his chores. And as he grew older, guess what? He worked hard helping on the farm. Well, the younger boy was just the opposite. He was selfish. He grumbled and complained because his father didn't let him do everything he wanted to do. He thought that his father didn't want him to have any fun. Oh, it seemed to him that his father was always telling him that he should or shouldn't do this or do that. Oh, it was really frustrating to him. And as he got older, he wished that he could just get away from home. Then he could have fun and do whatever he felt like doing. But he couldn't do that because he didn't have any money. Sounds like a very selfish young man, doesn't it? But guess what? He had an idea, and he figured out that he knew a way and a plan to get money so that he could leave home. He knew that when his father died, all of his money and property would be divided between the younger boy and the older brother. And so his idea was, what would happen if instead of waiting for his father to die, he just asked his father for his part now? And then if his father gave him that part, he could take it and he could go on his merry way and leave home and leave all the responsibility behind and go have fun and enjoy life. And, oh, it would just be the most wonderful thing ever. He sounds very greedy, doesn't he? He sounds very selfish, too. That also reminds me of a story that I heard about two greedy, selfish girls. These girls I'll call Pamela and Paula. And Pamela and Paula really wanted to make toffee. Have you ever made toffee? It's kind of sticky and gooey and very, very sweet. And oh, it's very yummy. But you can't eat too much of it because if you do, it can make you very sick because of all that sugar. Well, Pamela and Paula persuaded their mother to let them make it while she was out shopping. So while she was gone, the girls got out the pans and the sugar and the oil and the salt and everything that they needed to make this toffee. And they started stirring a bit of this and a pinch of that, a little bit of this. And they were stirring and stirring and mixing and mixing. And pretty soon it was almost done and they poured it out on a pan to cool. And it cooled for a little while, but it wasn't quite as hard as Mother's was. It was very, very sticky. But they cut a little piece and they tried a little piece and oh, it tasted so good. They were just about to eat more of this toffee when they looked out the window and they saw their neighbor and her daughter coming up the driveway to come for a visit. Oh no, said Pamela. Oh, why does she have to come now, said Paula. We don't want to share our toffee. Have you seen how much they eat? They'll eat it all and we'll hardly have any. So you know what they did? Let's hide it. So that's what they did. They grabbed the toffee tray and they raced around. They looked for places in the kitchen and in the living room and then they saw the bedroom door. They raced into the bedroom and pushed it down under the bed, jumped up and smoothed their skirts and their hair and got all ready. And the doorbell rang and they went out and answered it. And during the whole visit, they were sitting there thinking about how they couldn't wait until they could go eat their toffee. Well, after a while, the neighbor and her daughter left, and Pamela and Paula jumped up and raced for the bedroom door. They got there at the same time and lifted up the bed skirt and looked under. Where is it? I don't know. Where did you put it? I put it right over there. Well, it's not there. Well, where could it have gone? And then all of a sudden, from deep under the bed, they heard this low. The girls looked at each other. Trixie! They cried at the same time. Sure enough, from way far under the bed, there was Trixie. Her eyes were glowing, and she was eating the precious toffee. Well, by the time the girls got the pan away from the dog, there was nothing left. It had been licked clean. And they both looked at each other in dismay and said, oh, if only we had have shared with the neighbor, then we would have had at least more than what we got. They were so disappointed. Did you know that that's how this boy was feeling? He wanted to keep everything for himself. He didn't want anything to do with anyone else, but he wanted to go have a good time all by himself. He finally got up the courage to talk to his father. What do you think the father said? And what do you think the older brother said? Well, I'm sure that I can't wait to find out, but you're going to have to wait till next time. I know I want to be a blessing to others, don't you? Let's pray and ask Jesus to help us, because that is the only way that we can have the right heart and the right attitude. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts. Help us to look for ways to be kind to others, to help others, not to be selfish and greedy, but to share our things so that others can be blessed. Thank you for your love and your care. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we have our memory verse song. It's a very popular memory verse. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what do we have to do? We confess, right? We tell Jesus that we're sorry. And then what will He do? He will forgive us and cleanse us, wash it away so there's nothing left. I'm so glad He does that, aren't you? Well, let's go ahead and let's sing our memory verse song together.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.